Good afternoon, everyone, in a segment of Let's Talk About It on ESPN Jamestown AM 1400. We're translated on 97.1 FM and we're streamed online at newsdakota.com. Today joining us here on Let's Talk About It, we have Lacey Kaiser. She is the vice president of the board for the Fort Seward Wagon Train, which is getting ready to leave this Sunday. And Lacey, welcome to our show.
Thanks for having me.
Hey, absolutely, Lacey. Thank you for joining us here on Let's Talk. We've had on Rodney Kluvers before. We've had Adam Olson on as well. We had you on like the first time ever last year to talk about this. Very exciting time with the Fort Seward Wagon Train. I think it's the 48th, right?
Correct, yep.
48th is going out this Sunday from Fort Seward. So we're going to talk to Lacey about how our listeners can, you know, stay in touch with them as they're on their trail, how they can get involved. So we'll jump kind of right into it, Lacey. You guys will be traveling to Cullum this year with the wagon train, right?
Yep, for their 125th celebration. That our trail is going to be about 76 miles.
Okay.
Registration starts June 18th up at the Fort Seward Military Post off 281.
Okay. Do you know roughly what time you guys will be doing that, signing up and everything, or taking off?
We try to start registration around 2:30 Sunday afternoon.
Okay.
And then we normally have supper up there and then an orientation for everybody that goes.
Awesome. Perfect. So that again is this Sunday. And, you know, like Rodney told us in the past that people have kind of like come off and sent you guys off, but that doesn't happen anymore. But I'm sure you guys would love to have that if that was the case, right?
Yep. There are still some people that come watch Monday morning when we pull out. I know Last year we went through town, but this year we're going to go out by the sales barn and then cross over 281.
Okay. Perfect. So a little bit different this year.
Yep.
Awesome. Okay. So again, the 48th annual Fort Seward Wagon Train coming this Sunday. Lacey, we've talked about the trail before, and there's a lot of things. There's a lot of history that's shared during this trail, and there's a lot of demonstrations as well.
Yes. We plan to have a woman come out and help people weave some wool. We're going to have some harness demonstrations from some of our Teamsters. We hope to have horse-drawn, old-fashioned plowing at one of our night stops.
Nice.
And then there's rope making and crafts throughout the week for the kids.
Awesome. So there's really something for everybody on this trail.
Yeah, I don't think you're ever really bored. There's always something to do.
Never bored. I mean, like, who could be bored on something where you're just, like, throwing it back to how it used to be? Like, in the 1800s with, you know, the wagon trains and everything. Because this thing is an authentic wagon train that you guys have.
It is. We don't have modern clothing. We don't use modern technology. It's kind of, you just go with nature be one with everybody else that's there.
Yeah, it's awesome. So again, Lacey Kaiser joining us, talking about the Fort Seward Wagon Train, which is coming up. So again, it leaves on, it gets prepared on Sunday then, and then you guys will take off. So why Cullum this year? Why are you guys heading that way this year?
Mainly because of their centennial. We love to travel to small towns that are celebrating something.
Yeah.
If we don't find one close enough to do that, we do just loop back to Jamestown.
Yeah.
But it was really, we had gone to Cullum before.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like going back.
Oh, for sure.
And celebrating again.
Okay, awesome. There's still plenty of time for people who are interested to participate, to join and everything. We'll get phone numbers and where they can go for that, Lacey. But for those maybe who are like, you know, the trail life's not for me, but I'm really interested. I'd love to see, you know, where you guys are at and how life is out on the trail. You guys are moving over to Facebook so people can follow up with that, right?
Yep, you can stay connected through Facebook and you can even message us. You'll be in contact with me through Facebook. And also, we give our maps to the Jamestown Police Department, so you can call them and they would be able to tell you our location, or you can go in and grab a copy of the map, come awesome. Out and visit us for our night camps and spend the night with us, sing some songs and whatnot. So.
Yeah, it sounds, like I said, it sounds super fun. And again, if the trail's not for you, there's a lot of ways that people can stay up to date with it, because it's not just Facebook. There's a couple other places they can go to,
yep,
too,
we
right?
have Twitter and Instagram as well.
Okay.
And then you can always call our register and ask questions. She's more than willing to talk to you.
And who's your guys' registrar?
It's Marianne Kaiser.
Okay.
And you can reach her at 701-424-3744 or through our website. There is a link to email her.
Awesome. And now, is that who people will be working with, Lacey, then, if they're getting signed up to go on the trail?
Yep. Sunday, that's who they talk to. They talk to her and our secretary, Sharon Kluvers.
Okay.
They're the first two people that people will see.
Awesome. Yeah, right. And I think last year when I headed up there, they were in the garb too. They were they were rocking the like old 1800 style, and it was super awesome. It was already like a touch of it. It was cool. So again, Lacey Kaiser with the Fort Seward Wagon Train. She is the vice president of the board. Wagon Train, again, they'll gear up and get ready on Sunday at Fort Seward in Jamestown. Lacey, is there anything that we're missing or anything else that you'd like to tell us about the Wagon Train?
I don't think so. I mean, you can come up Sunday and see how everything comes in and rolls into place and everything. And if you decide you want to sign up that Sunday afternoon, we will sure get you some forms and see what happens.
Awesome. It's a week-long thing, so you'll have to take time off.
Yes.
But can you imagine somebody just, you know, like saying, you know, I want to head out on the trail and like just split second? Because, I mean, it's crazy what you guys do. And the fact of, you know, everything is by horse. It's horse-drawn, horse-ride. And you guys, I mean, you guys go how many miles in a day usually? Okay. I mean, if you're going a week for 76 miles, that's...
Could be up to 20.
Up to 20 miles. It just depends, yeah. So crazy stuff. Check it out. I highly recommend you guys look at it. Go to their Facebook page, their Twitter, their Instagram to follow them. And as Lacey said, the Jamestown Police Department will also have maps, so you can do that as well. And then a huge celebration in Cullum to top it all off. So it sounds like a lot of fun. Lacey, one more time, do you want to give the number if people want to talk to the registrar or ask questions?
Yeah, it's 701-424-3744.
Okay.
Or reach out through our website or Facebook. We'll get you in contact.
Perfect. Lacey, we appreciate you taking time, and thanks for joining us here on Let's Talk.
Thank you.